title of what I'm going to share on is Go the Extra Mile. Let me explain to you how this thought came to me. One of my grandchildren, Willow, she's 4, and she came home one day very excited and shared with her mum that her best friend, Julie, and her built a cubby house at daycare. And she was describing to mum what she had done. But also, the daycare had sent through, they often send photos or information to the parents, and they sent through some information to Willow's mum. And on it, it said this: Willow and Julie built a cubby house today, and with cushions, they made walls. And when I asked them, when the lady at daycare asked them, why did you put in walls? They said, we have to make sure we're safe, so it keeps everything safe. Then they put in a roof, and I think they used a blanket, and they put it over the top and sat inside. And the lady asked them, why have you built a roof? And they said, because it's raining outside and we have to make sure we don't get wet. Then she noticed inside the house was this table. And she asked Willow and Julie, what is that? And Willow piped up and said, that's my makeup table so I can do my lipstick and put on my perfume. And when I heard, I laughed. The essentials of a house. What do you put into your house? But it made me think, and especially because at this time we are moving house and we're moving things. You know, you're packing up your kitchen and you're packing up furniture and you're packing up items. And in it, we're actually packing up some where we're going to use it and need it for a year. But the rest is going to go into storage till we actually move to where we're finally going to eventually live, and we are going to then use everything. So I'm sorting what I think essentially I need, what I don't really need, what I can give away. Now, we have moved quite a few times over the years, so there's a lot of stuff that I've given away. So I've come really down to essentially what I use every day, or every week, or you know, at different times, and other things that you only use every now and again. If you're having a party, say in the kitchen, you know, you don't use all the casserole dishes. There's one favourite one that you might use. So I did this sorting. And as I did this sorting, and because of this story from Willow had shared, it made me think, what is really essential? There's so many things that I don't really need. And I wanted, it started to reflect, or I started to reflect on, so what could I have that could actually give away, not because I don't use it, not because it's broken or it needs to go in the junk pile. What do I have too much of that I could give away? Now, these are items. And John, in Luke's gospel, shares about it. This is John the Baptist, and he's sharing with the people, prepare the way of the Lord. The Lord is coming. Make straight your paths. You know, make his path straight. He will make the path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be made low. John said to the crowds that came out to be baptized, and he started sharing with them, you're from, you know, Abraham's your ancestor. I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. And the crowds then started asking him, what then should we do? And in a way, they were asking the same question I was. You're telling us, you know, the Saviour, the Son of God is coming, the Messiah that we've waited for so long for. What do we do to get ourselves ready? What attitude do we have? How do we prepare our hearts? And it's very much like, go that extra mile. John says, whoever has two coats must share with one another who has none. Whoever has food must do likewise. Even tax collectors who came to be baptized asked, teacher, what should we do? And he says, collect no more than the amount prescribed for you." Soldiers asked him, "So what should we do?" And he said to them, "Do not extort money from anyone by threats or false accusation. Be satisfied with your wages." And so I'm at work and I've felt the Spirit within me say, "So what are you going to do to go the extra mile?" At the moment I'm serving customers. Do I go the extra mile? Even of extra that they don't even ask for, that I know that will satisfy them or that will help them with more advice or more knowledge or more care, more listening. Am I serving them well, or am I just serving them to get the job done? Or am I serving them to tick the box so I've, you know, oh yeah, I've done it? Or am I going the extra mile? If I notice they're in need, do I help them that extra bit? When you're with family members, do you notice when they're, you know, someone, say, is in need, is possibly left out? When you're with not even just friends, people, do you notice when they may need something? If you had two coats, would you give one away? Or would you go, "Oh no, but I use that coat this week and then I have a change of, you know, colouring or the way I wear something, so I've got another one." But would you give away your second coat? And it really comes down to what is your attitude of heart? Because God looks at our hearts. He said that David was a man after God's own heart. God the Father is so generous. His heart is so loving. His heart is so giving. Do we follow his example and give? Do we go the extra mile? So maybe think about, are there ways that I can go extra in my work, extra in my family, extra with people that aren't even my friends, just acquaintances? Do I go extra for God? For God deserves the extra that we go for him, for his honour and his glory. And also because we stand really for him. We stand for Jesus. And maybe people might then say, "Wow, what is it about you that you do that extra?" And that gives you an opportunity to share and say, "It is because of Jesus in my life that I go that extra mile." Let us pray and ask our God to help us. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear loving Father, what an example you are to us. Would you give us strength and courage and wisdom and insight to go that extra mile for you and for our fellow man? And Lord, even if it is tough at different times, would you encourage us to step out with love, with faith, with trust, that going the extra mile helps others, and may it bring an opportunity that they would come to know you. May we serve you well, and we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for watching this week.